When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
. 1987, as the space shuttle Challenger touches the stars and the cosmos pulls us ever closer, a different kind of celestial fascination takes root here on Earth. The world stands on a cusp of a new spiritual awakening, fueled not by ancient deities or traditional dogma, but by enigmatic visitors from the great unknown, unidentified flying objects. UFO religions emerge, blending age-old faith with a new narrative of extraterrestrial salvation, and communities of believers unite under the hopeful gaze of otherworldly eyes. But behind the tales of close encounters and messages from the stars, shadows of skepticism and intrigue dance. Are these faiths genuine spiritual awakenings, or the byproduct of modern anxieties and our collective yearning for the infinite? What happens when devotion transcends our planet and faith becomes interstellar? This case file, join the theorists as they rise to the heights of new extrasolar enumerations and sensual cosmic transcendence in Celestial Faiths, the Mystical Universe of UFO Religions.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing Case File 292. UFO Religions.
I'm Braden.
I'm Zo.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
We'll be your preachers for tonight.
Did I do that right way?
I don't know.
Yeah, top. Got it.
The cross? Yeah, top, here. Go across? Does it matter if you go down, you go like bang, right to the left bang, or left bang, to right?
Bang. Yeah, different. Different.
Specs, Catholics do one, Roman Orthodox testicles, do one.
What if I watch. So if I turn the cross upside down, I can do like an antichrist.
A reverse.
Yeah. One. I'm just gonna find a corner to stand in. Lose my religion.
What's going on here, Andrew?
With what?
What's going on here with Smart Andrew?
You trying to
purely a fashion statement.
Are you trying to start a new character on the show?
Yeah, this is my new look.
You got tired of years of ridicule and...
We already got one of these guys.
Yep. There's only be one.
There only be one glasses guy.
What's up with the glasses?
He turns his hat backwards, puts the glasses on, and he's good.
I'll tell you right now. I have accommodative instability, excess ocular motor dysfunction.
I packed a couple of words in there. What?
Nerd. You fucking nerd. You dork. Fucking holy nerd.
Did you just Google the most random eye condition imaginable?
That was on my prescription. That's on my fucking email or what I got.
No, it was our prescription.
Yeah. Oh, you just showed everyone your bank statement.
Here, let's imagine your eyes don't work.
No, basically the guy summed it up. I've been fucking hit in the head too many times before. I can't track things properly.
Yeah.
I used to think I had vertigo until finally they're like, no, you don't.
So why is that?
Whatever the fuck that is.
So why don't they track it?
Put these on. And I was
vertigo,
like,
you fucking
indubitably,
nerd.
I don't have vertigo, actually. Yeah. I have
They're like, you don't have vertigo, you nerd. You're with these.
You just can't read.
Shit.
So wait, so you have, so you can't focus.
So I like, gotta
you,
wear them.
Is that why you're so bad at video games too?
Maybe. I don't know.
Shooters?
Well, I just notice it. Like what I've been noticing lately, I always thought I had vertigo because every once in a while I'd come in and out and be bad. Like some days would be bad, other days would be good. But I've been noticing in boxing when I'm like fighting somebody like that moves a lot of head movement and stuff, I'd be like watch him and get fucking dizzy. Like I start seeing dull. I'm like, what the fuck? Like I haven't even been hit yet. So I
just wait till you get hit wearing glasses. You're gonna be screwed.
Oh, no,
well, that's the best thing. I'm wearing glasses.
No, I only have to wear them for 4 hours a day. So I get them, put them on at night, wear them, and then tomorrow I'm gonna be fucking 2020.
Supposed to slowly
2010
slowly reset your focus.
I guess I don't know. My vision's fine, so it's just I get dizzy. So
I really wish that for whatever reason you made you look like Bubbles.
Buddy.
Like you got those, your eyes were just four times the size.
Yeah. I'm going to bring this on my fucking self. Here, I'll take my hat off and just show this ugly fucking mug. So I tried on these, I tried on these fucking circular ones and I looked exactly like fucking Stanley Tucci. Like the same fucking person.
It's something about
I'll send you the picture.
It's something about your eyebrows and the lenses right below it that gives it a really good look.
Makes it look like a real thick frame.
It's not a good look.
You should get some Morpheus glasses.
I found out I look exactly like Stanley Tucci with these fucking stupid glasses. I'm not a big fan of that.
Could be worse. Anyways,
getting old fucking sucks.
That's
Tonight we're talking about all sorts of... you know, there's hundreds of thousands of religions. And wouldn't you know it, that some of them out there are circular, like centered on fucking UFOs.
Circular, like that's centered.
Sign us up, baby.
I feel like you could right basically sell all of them involving a UFO. They're all fucking, like, where's heaven? Heaven's space, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, space is nice.
Yeah. Come on. It's all the same shit.
You just got to do X, Y, and Z to get to there.
Yeah.
Usually involving
it's
pay money
shit.
Into the fund.
I think a lot of people, well, you know, as Brayton said, circular, maybe it's like things have come full circle. You know, it's if you go with the ancient astronaut there, you're going to be like, well, people started, worshiping aliens back then. And now then they moved over to they were gods. And now they just moved all the way back to, no, they were aliens.
We had it right the first time.
Yeah. These things ebb and flow. I mean, there's lists, like you can fucking hashtag look it up, and there's tons and tons of UFOs religions and alien-centered religions that you should all join and be a part of and not look too deep into and just join.
Exactly.
Blind faith, just like you would with any other religion.
That's the best kind
just
of faith.
Jump in.
If you wait until
the way it works.
If you wait until after hours with our exclusive group, we're going to sell you a new religion that is actually made 100%. Up tonight.
But totally not a scam.
Not a scam at all.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just the common theme with all religions. You just have to pay money to be a part of it, right?
Yeah.
Part of the group.
It's not free. Salvation ain't free, baby.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah. And we need your prayers. So head to patreon.com. Yeah,
let's go.
We've talked about kind of alien religions before, UFO religions before, back when we talked about old George Van Tassel and the Integratron. When he had the Ashtar Command religion, that they were like, they put you on a list. They put you like, actually FBI were worried about them, basically because of their, most of their tenets sounded a lot like kind of like communist propaganda at the time.
Yeah. Call me bullshit.
There are tons of UFO religions or, religions that center around the idea that we are in contact with extraterrestrials or have been or currently are with these aliens or people from a different planet. It's either interplanetary or extra dimensional aliens. And that they are giving us, ways to live our lives, and there's stuff that we need to do in order to be, successful.
They're providing guidance, and we need to do a series of steps to get there.
So on this one, we're probably like, we thought about doing a couple of them. Like, I've had some of these on my list for a while, and we'll probably end up doing a deep dive on a lot of these later, but we just kind of wanted to do a broad strokes kind of UFO religion, just see some of the, we're kind of testing the waters, figuring out which one's right for us.
Yeah, that's it. We're doing the research for you, yeah, right? So we've narrowed it down to a couple that we think you could join.
One of the ones that always pops up, most probably because it's alphabetic, but the first thing, is the Aetherius Society, which I see pop up a couple times.
Hey, it's got an awesome name too, though.
It does.
That does sound, if we're picking, like, this probably wins the name battle.
It does. So Aetherius Society, which was founded by Dr. George King in
what exactly
England.
was George King a doctor of?
Like, yeah, wait, I thought he was a taxi driver.
he started as a taxi driver, and then he became a fucking massive yogi.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know where he became a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fucking doctor of flexology or
something.
When
you get to a certain level in yoga.
Doctor Stretch? What?
But he found that
I like the sound of Dr. King. Like, I can't
take that. So he founded the Aetherius Society in the mid-1950s, and it's based on the idea that there are highly evolved extraterrestrial beings, and these beings are known as the Cosmic Masters. So, He-Man, Skeletor.
Does it come with a battle cat? Is that part of the ignition?
I'm not sure. We have to look into that. It's like, if that is, I'm sold on a battle cat. And these beings are said to reside on different planets, and also in higher spiritual realms than our own.
So up a dimension, different planet. Is that what we're saying?
To the left.
Yeah. To the left? Yeah. One dimension
up. A dimension to the left.
Two to the left.
Yeah. Second hallway down there. And they're actually, so these beings are dedicated to the spiritual upliftment of humanity and the prevention of global disasters. So I don't know, Justice League think, I guess, I suppose.
You can go look up some videos, and like, I'm given their like chanting, and they're like, they're chanting and stuff that are putting off these global disasters. 8 out of 10. Some good chanting going on.
Hey. Battery isn't going to charge itself. Okay. I've seen it.
You got to put the energy in. You got to put it out there so it can go into the battery.
But like, these rhythmic chanting in these group things they do are actually saving the world and staving off from disasters. They've had a couple slips off, obviously, like the tsunami that wiped out 150,000 people in Southeast Asia. It was just, they were having a potluck, right? A couple of these earthquakes that have, destroyed Haiti, they were
busy. They weren't quite in sync for that one.
Yeah.
Right? Somebody would kind of fucked up.
The flu was going around. Like,
really, yeah. And COVID-19, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they can't be humming all the time, right? It's just tough, right? But if you think, if they weren't humming all the time, I can't even imagine where we'd be right now.
Yeah,
I don't even want to picture the world we would be living in.
What state of world would we be in?
Right?
Exactly.
Chaos. We'd be
absolute
each other.
Scorched wasteland all across the face of Earth, like just right now.
Beginning of Terminator 2.
Yeah, basically. Just all crunching skull-crushing.
Yeah, they put off Judgment Day. They're the reason. Yeah. I said it was John Connor, but it wasn't. Yeah. It's actually them.
they shut down Skynet before it was operational. Mm. All right?
So according to their tenets and their kind of their religion, the various major religious figures and other religions, or the major kind of Western and Eastern religions. So you're thinking of, figures such as Buddha, Jesus, and Lao Tzu. All of them were actually cosmic masters.
What's a Jesus?
Themselves.
Just
a Jesus.
And I'm
let
just
me
curious.
Tell you about this guy called Jesus.
This is a wild one, you guys.
Yeah,
all right. They believe that he came. All right. Ooh. He's the Son, but he's also the Father.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit. Get that. Trifecta, triple thrust.
All together. They call it the Trinity.
Another thing, we're going to learn about this guy later. He's got a lot of half-brothers.
Yeah. Fucking ton of them. The one thing I had a question, because like, now, I don't know. Hey, I'm not a religious historian or scholar. But like, when they were like, because when I was reading this and they're like, oh yeah, the Buddhism and Buddha. And I was like, well, isn't Buddhism a philosophy, not a religion? And wasn't Buddha like a legit person?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like, you know,
Jesus,
like,
was a legit person.
Well, was he though?
There's a lot of Jesus. Yeah. There's a lot of people named Jesus way back then.
That's true. Yeah, I guess it's a pretty popular name.
Popular name.
It's like, Andrew, you're
it's
not
like
wrong.
Josh. It's like Josh. Yeah. Like the word Jesus. Josh. Yeah. Like, named Josh back then. But yeah, it's like, yeah, they are, I could say that most of these ones are, they hold that each one of these cosmic masters of their own religions
of
are
the universe.
The universe are all from different planets. So I thought that was funny. There's that Jesus and Buddha are both from Venus, for example. And Krishna is from Saturn. So
does every planet have its own cosmic?
That's that seems that way.
Master, that's pretty funny.
That's pretty sweet.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's lore. Like, I'm buying into this.
Yeah, the lore is
like,
good.
Here, listen, some people listening might be like, "Hey, these guys are taking. We're not taking shit. We told you that we're trying to figure out which one's for us. All right,
we're trying to sell ourselves.
We're asking the hard questions, right? We want to know. We want to be informed religious people.
So this one, it does have a lot. Seems to have in common with some flavors of Buddhism and Hinduism, where they believe in karma and reincarnation, where they find that, you know, your actions in the now determine your future, and then both in this life and the next. So you want to put the stuff out there. And this kind of feeds into the idea, like Braden had mentioned earlier, their kind of big thing is they, you know, they have a lot of... They do a lot of prayer, like group prayer, mantra chanting, and a lot of other kind of what they call spiritual practices to kind of direct positive energy into the world in various ways, and kind of try to channel it into things that, you know, that they like, just like healing fighting natural disasters.
Nothing wrong with that.
I can get on board. I can get on board with that. Like, you know, the energy that you put into this world, when you leave this world, that's the energy you're going to leave as. So it's like, you know, okay, all right. You tell me that, I can do this.
Good model to live by.
Right? Right? But my thing is, I'm like, you're starting to slip. I start to question everything when you're saying we're saving these natural disasters, because I'm like, motherfuckers, did you see the fires we're having?
Buddy,
you know what I mean? Like,
listen, nobody's perfect,
right? Is it because there's not enough of us? Is that why there's not enough of us?
Well, I'll tell you what. Have you looked at these guys? Or have you guys looked at this guy's disasters. YouTube account? Like, they don't have a lot of followers, right? So I'm thinking these chants are not going heard.
Yeah.
All right. It's been slipping lately.
So King himself, or Dr. King, perhaps.
Yeah, Dan, come on.
Sorry, Dr. King.
You of all people, make us refer to you as Maester, and you're going to call him Mr. King? It's Dr. King.
Dr. Dan. King. Dr. Mr. King.
Yeah.
He's actually claimed to have personally
His name's
channeled-
just like Derek Ryan George King. Dude, if those were my initials, I would 100% say I am doctor. They're like doctor. And I'm like, yeah, it's Derek Ryan Renner. I'm Dr. Renner. Thank you. So you shouldn't.
He has claimed to personally have channeled messages from the Cosmic Masters and then worked with them to have engaged in different spiritual missions. And that these missions have included like where he has channeled spiritual energy into certain places, like specific areas of the earth, like where it was, you know, where it was needed most is where they had to put it. I guess they had to move it.
This whole thing started, if I'm not mistaken, as he was driving his cab, because he was a cab driver, and he just got a message from the Cosmic Masters being like, you are the chosen one. You are going to give our spoken word to the people, right? You are going to give our holy commandments. But instead of a burning bush, it was a burning radio station or something.
This is fucking drunken bum in the back seat. Like, listen, your first mission. Listen,
buddy. You're going to give me a ride for free.
Dude, that's so funny. Could you imagine? You're just like walking the street, you get a homeless guy like, oh my God, I'm speaking to you. You're the chosen one. You're the chosen one. You're like, all right.
Sweet.
I guess I am.
This guy told me some cool stuff about the Cosmic Masters. I'm in. All right, let's do this.
Oh, dude, that's way better. He just, like, honestly, we're changing that. He got that from a fair. That was crazy.
Okay, well, let's edit the Wikipedia input. Yeah.
In their doctrine, King is actually referred to by many times. He wears many hats within the religion because he is referred to as the author, inventor, yogi, and Aquarian master. Also, is this
Aquarian prophet, master?
Prophet, psychic.
Ride horses? Like, what?
Yeah. prophet, psychic, spiritual healer, spiritual leader, teacher, yogi, and accordion master. Like all of those things apparently, you know, he's busy. He's a busy guy.
I did see one interview where someone was interviewing him, and before they're talking to like one of his subjects, they're like, okay, what should I call him? For the same reason, because he has so many different titles. I don't want to offend. I want to make sure I'm calling the right thing. And the girl goes, oh, you know, you can call him George. That's his name. So this guy goes, George, it's nice to meet you. And he goes, please, Dr. King. And I was like, that's, you know what though? I like that guy. I was like, you know what? Big time of people like that is funny. That's funny. Because he's
but you don't get to rise to the top of your fucking cult if you're not going to be big time people.
That's a power move. That's a power move. You tell your people, I'm easy. Tell them to call me whatever. And then when you come in and you correct them, that's a power move. That's the move. That's the move of a metaphysician. Right.
Also central to this religion, like we said, so spiritual energy is a big thing. According to them, Earth actually passes through streams like different at various times throughout the year. Through its rotation, a rotation around the sun. It passes through different streams of highly charged spiritual energy. So I guess spiritual energy has different levels, according to them. And then
it's very yoga inspired. Hey? Yeah. Like just the fucking powers and the vibes and come on, man.
Yeah. And so whenever we pass through those, they celebrate these instances where we pass through those. And that's when their spiritual efforts are more potent. That's when they want to be able to, when the lines intersect, that's when you're going to be able to prevent the most disasters, I guess.
Are those ley lines?
So what you're saying, it's been a bad little while.
Right? I guess we've been bereft of some spiritual pushes in recent years, looks like.
Anyway. I'll be honest with you, like this is definitely like out of all, even not even just alien religions, out of like the majority of religions I know, this seems like one of the better ones.
This so seems far. One of the, yeah, seems going like, through, it's like
this
one
is
of the more
green
benign,
thumb. Like this is the fucking, this is the hippie version of this alien religion.
It's definitely, as far like reading into it, it's like mostly positive stuff. Like the Cosmic Masters, and we'll find this with a lot of them, but like the Cosmic Master stuff, it's kind of like they all preach just, peace, love, help your fellow humans.
What's and, the, you know, what's so the Cosmic can, Master stance on substance use? Are you drinking or smoking? Are you out? Like, is it straight edge or can you have a little fun? Do they drink wine?
They probably do.
But this kind of wine they
Jesus,
squish up.
Jesus
their feet.
Was a cosmic master and he turned water into wine.
That's right. So, Jesus loved drinking.
Yeah. He's a party dude. He's water into wine. So,
Listen, I'm buying in so far. Like, as long as this guy doesn't want to fuck my wife or make me put on a tracksuit and drink some shit, we're doing okay.
Listen, nothing wrong with tracksuits.
Nothing wrong.
Right? I can get down with I can like part time. Of the thing that I look for too is I'm like, all right, what are we wearing in this religion? Like, what am I wearing?
This one, it's Lululemon's for sure.
100%. 100%. Yeah, I like it. Sure. I like it. Right. I can get down with that. It's pretty comfortable. One of the things is for me is like when I'm sitting there and I remember when I was reading, like, he's a taxi driver and then he got this cosmic call from the Cosmic Masters. And I was like, that's what I did. And then I was like, wait a minute, Braden, come on. You're being, There's a huge majority of people that believe in other religions where people have got a calling. So why can I discredit this person who said they've got a calling? Because, then I'd have to be like, Moses was lying. Obviously, right? You know what I mean? So it's like, this guy could just be like a Moses of today, right? Like, if I'm to believe that happened, maybe the Ten Commandments came from the Cosmic Masters, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like you talked about the burning bush earlier. Like this, when did this come in? This came in the 60s?
Mid-50s.
Mid-50s? Like, everything's cement and shit. Where are you going to find a bush?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you got to go hiking. So obviously he's driving his cab. Someone starts talking to him. What happens if, you know, somebody gets a calling now? It's probably going to be from your cell phone.
It's a burning ashtray, right?
Yeah.
Spoke to him.
Yeah. And that's something I also found interesting about a lot of these. A lot of these like are 50s, 60s, 70s. Like they're all recent religions. Because none of these go back that far. You know, at the height of like UFO mania or whatever you want to call it. Like at that point when it was still kind of young. And this one, I mean, like I said, in the mid-1950s, even the Ashtar Command stuff, like the George Van Tassel stuff, always you find that a lot of these religions are always like in the early days are all about like, yeah, peace, love, enlightenment through prayer, meditation, all these kinds of things.
Well, you're not going to sign people up to kill themselves if you just lead with that.
You got
to
draw them in.
Yeah.
Got to get them in there.
Well, speaking
of that. You got to bring them in with it's puppies funny. And candy.
You know what the one interesting thing that I found about all these religions, not to spoil anything on the other ones, but the bait, like all these religions all have a base in existing religion, mm-hmm. right? Like none of this shit starts from the ground up. Like none of this comes out of fucking nowhere. Like it's always, oh, well, you got Jesus and he's a half alien and you got, right? Like, and then it's like you have a basis of this one, you know, you lay the foundation of Christianity, then you sprinkle on a little bit of science fiction. Right. Well, yeah. I saw that on a TV show. You can sprinkle a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. And then you just water it and we're to see where it goes.
A little bit of Eastern tradition, kind of like Eastern thinking in there. Like, and then,
But it's also interesting.
Bake it 420 for so long.
Yeah. Like
it's also interesting to me, like, that they do that because I'm like, it's also for me, I'm like, how does anyone, like, it's like if you were to say this now to a religious person who, like, say, believes in Christianity, you're like, what leg do you have to stand on to be like, there's no way? You know what I mean? I'm like, well, if this could happen, I'm like, maybe, like, you know what I mean? Like, who's to say that this guy's not a continuation of what you're already believing in?
But
you can't ixnay him. You should respect his beliefs and you should hedge your bets and join him as well.
You're speaking to people who literally believe in the same person too, but this is a little different and that's blasphemy. Like, oh, you like God, but Jesus ain't real.
Hey, dude, like none of this shit makes any question.
Like they're all so similar.
Do like Jehovah's Witness and like other fucking Christians like beef? Like, or are they all like down with each other?
You literally get told that the other religions are blasphemy. The other religions, like if you believe,
fucking flashing gang signs across the street.
I mean, that's how it used to be. Well,
dude, it's so, and like that's so weird because all those branches, there's like what, like this. 5 or 6 main ones, they all kind of believe the same stuff, but you can't, like Andrew said, you can't hedge your bets. You can't be like, well, I'm also this, and this. It's always, well, I'm Catholic or I'm this. I think I like the hedging the bets of religion. I think you should join 3 or 4 and be allowed to do that.
Yeah, why you should cast a wide net.
You gotta be.
I won't rule it out.
You gotta be like Benny in the Mummy, and you're pulling out all your little things, like all this.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, David. This is
across.
Awesome. That's such a good scene. That's such a good scene.
Know all the incantations for each one.
Like each one, each prayer in each language. Like, I guess I gotta nail them all. And one worked. It worked for him.
Until the end.
Until the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spoiler. Come on.
But yeah, so some of the religions, like the Aetherius Society, are you could probably consider like benign. They do have a lot of their stuff, but they're not things that are, you know, very questionable. Unlike some other religions, so maybe the next one is not exactly for us, but I think a lot of people will recognize.
Don't tell me what to believe.
I'm sorry.
I will make up my own mind.
But one of the more infamous religions is, and most people will recognize the name, the Heaven's Gate cult or religion. I don't think there's any other ones that are probably as recognized as this one because of the, you know, the tragic end to it. But, you know, originally the Heaven's Gate cult, if you're not aware, I don't know who, maybe there are people who are aware of it, but because this is kind of a while ago. But this specific one was founded by Marshall Applewhite and Bonnie Nettles in the 1970s.
This fucking guy, man. This fucking guy. Dan's giving a nice, like, elaborate, detailed explanation of fucking hell's...
And he you've just been burping every 5 minutes
into the mouth the mic. No, it doesn't even fucking turn his mouth. Just
He's been ripping, I'm so concerned with the mic etiquette.
That's why I'm so concerned. I'm like, fist got to be fist away. Don't want to get chewed up by
dog. No, because everybody keeps saying, I can't hear Brayden breathing into the mic anymore. And they're like,
you've derailed my whole thought with this.
With Brayden's like, I have to put the mic directly into my mouth.
I just watched it happen and my brain just shut off. I was like, no.
If it was a normal sounding burp, it's not.
You have wet, flappy,
aggressive.
The discussion is flappy burps.
They're Zoidbergs.
They're flappy.
Zoidbergs. It's disgusting.
I don't know. You know what's funny? You know what's funny? I asked my doctor about that because I was like, my burps changed. They changed from like when I was a kid to like growing up. And then I hit like early 20s and like my burps flipped. I get these velociraptors.
Those fucking
burps.
Jowls you got.
That's what he said. He's like, you're fat, buddy.
I diagnose you with fat.
He took out his little pointer stick, chewed it, stretched it out, and then he just poked me in the gut. He's like, look at this. Look at this. Come on. That's why.
Okay. Dan, please continue.
So originally Heaven's Gate, the ideas that Applewhite and Nettles kind of put together is Andrew previously mentioned, is kind of like a smashing together of both Christianity, New Age philosophy, popular science fiction, and all of those kinds of ideas.
Star Trek was literally a part of their religion.
Yeah.
They're like, it was a documentary.
Which is like, yeah. I mean, people, I'm pretty sure there are people who have pulled, I mean, if you can... Jedi, I think this is a Jediism in Australia is like an officially recognized religion. Like you can probably pull religions from, I would guarantee you could find people with that as a recognized religion, like fucking Church of Romulan or something. I don't know.
Buddy, there's a Church of the Latter-day Dude that's based on Dudism, which is based off the Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
How do I know?
Because I'm a...
You're anointed.
I'm an anointed Dudist priest.
Yeah. This is true.
I don't think I've ever talked about that on the podcast. I got ordained.
Yeah, we definitely mentioned it because I brought up the fact that you looked exactly like Paul Bearer when you did your gunner. But yeah, and you were not happy about that.
Do you take him for his wife?
So during their careers as leaders of the Heaven's Gate cult, like Applewhite and Nettles became known as Doe and T. Is what the names that they take. And then
the best part about this is so they've changed their names and then all their followers, they had to trim their names down to the first three letters of their name and then add O-D-Y. So I'd be And-O-D.
Nice. Zelody.
Zelody. Dandy. Dan-O-D. Bray-O-D.
Yeah. Wait, the first two letters?
I love it. The first three letters.
Oh, okay, Dan O'D. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, right. Dan O'D.
Yeah, nice. I like it.
I fucking love that shit.
That gives everyone a nice uniform structure. Dan
O'D. Yeah. I like it.
Well, that was the big thing with them, right? I don't think I'm skipping too far ahead, but they really wanted to desexualize people. They're big on like... androgynous, right? Like they want you to be like somewhat like asexual.
Ziggy Stardust.
I'm constantly desexualizing myself all the time.
With those fucking burps. Everybody's got the same haircuts.
You're looking good with those.
Okay, listen.
Look at those eyebrows. He's raising them.
I'm saying like these guys want to be fucking... They want to be desexualized. They took it to the furthest limit possible and fucking got castrated.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Went and got fucking castrated.
Yeah. Like, celibacy was a big part of it.
Like, let's cut them off.
Okay. So, also.
Not that there's anything wrong with
Dan,
that.
Dan, all right? I'm fucking you over
go,
here, buddy.
Go for it. Because
you're skipping over a few things. I think it's super important. Okay. So, our fucking buddy here, Mr. Applebottom Jeans.
Yep.
The guy that created the place.
Mm. Are you talking about Apple Diddy?
No, Dodie or Doe.
Yeah.
Talking about Doe, Mr. Applebottoms. So a little backstory on him. He was an aspiring Broadway actor, singer.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for him, kind of fucking floundered a bit. So he ended up going and teaching at a little bit of blurred lines here. We're not sure if it's a high school or if it was college. I've heard differentiating backstories, but either way, sounds like married guy, got kids. Sounds like he may have dabbled with some unsavory activities with a male student.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was a high school, pretty shitty. College, still shitty, but not as shitty, obviously.
Legally shitty. You know, here's this. I'll say this. It's shitty either way. It's one way.
I think so.
Way worse.
I said less shitty.
It's less shitty. Yeah. Yeah. It's a weird one because you're like, what's with the kid? High school?
If it's the kids, it's super shitty.
Big, super shitty. But the other
way, less shitty.
You still have power over someone. You know what I mean?
100%.
Like, it's unprofessional.
It's a weird dynamic. Yeah.
Absolutely.
On the lowest thing, it's unprofessional. Like, at the very
I will
least.
Tell you what.
Not that there's anything wrong with fucking your teacher.
Substantially less shitty.
I don't want to say that. You want to do that? Anyone mad? Yeah. If your teacher's
your own decision.
If you're having sex with your teacher to get good grades, good on you. I would do the same thing if any of my teachers offered.
If any of your teachers would have you, ever.
What was that prick's name in biology?
Oh, it's big fat.
You remember?
Is he a big guy?
No, that little dweeb.
Oh,
he was a biology.
Start with W?
Chemistry.
W.
Chemistry teacher.
I know. Williamson.
Yeah. Williamson.
If you're listening, Williamson.
He was. Yeah,
yeah. If you're listening, Braden would have fucked you in high school if you got better grades.
Fuck.
So where are we at? Where are you going with this story?
That's what I don't know. I was getting ready for you just to talk about how you'd suck Mr. Williams' dick. To get
you remember
grade.
How I got an A plus in grade 11 chemistry?
What the fuck? Oh, so fucked up.
You really just teed yourself up there for no reason.
The worst part is he probably failed you anyway.
No reason. No reason.
This blowjob's an F. Oh, God. Well, no, I was thinking about that, and then I was thinking about my teachers, and then I just remembered that one fucking guy I hated. But I didn't think of that. My train of thought.
That one fucking night after class. When he fucking
listen,
he spent
I
a little
was
time
coming
after
in, I was showing
credit.
Like,
what are you
wasn't,
drinking?
Wasn't
what are you drinking over there? You're sipping on something.
Some vodka Pepsi.
He's deep throating a fucking bottle thinking about Mr. Williams.
Fucking gross.
Oh, fuck. So where I was going with that anyways, diddled the student either way. Hopefully it was an older one. Either.
Yeah.
Anyway. So
smooth discussion.
We're not sure exactly, but it sounds like because his parents were super religious. Sounds like he might have went to either a mental asylum or went for conversion therapy. We don't know for sure. But when he went there, that's when he met T, right? Mm. Which is literally, if it was a mental asylum, it's like, this is fucking Joker and Harley Quinn, buddy.
Yeah.
This is the starting of a villain backstory, 100%.
This is the Joker part.
That's
what I mean.
It's a real life story, pretty much.
100, that's what I mean. Like, this is like crazy. It's, yeah, man.
Doe and T or Applewhite and Nettle, they form this religion and basically telling them, you know, once they started gathering followers, I think one of their first followers.
She was his therapist, is what I was getting at.
Right.
That's what, Harley.
Like, you know, one of the, like, when they started like getting followers, they basically like came up with the idea that the human bodies are merely vehicles, which is not that different an idea, but it's like you could move your soul from, you know, outside, and you can transcend from your fleshly prison or whatever.
Initially they didn't really have he was kind of swore he told everybody that the person that inhabited his vessel was the same one that inhabited Jesus's vessel.
Right.
But they didn't basically get too drastic until T died, right? Because they're like, listen, we're the chosen ones. We're the masters of the universe too. We're the good ones. We're getting summoned up to the big spaceship upstate. Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And then she died of cancer,
yeah,
which kind of fucking threw their entire religion. And this is even before their Heaven's Gate, which did you know what their original name was for this fucking cult, which is phenomenal?
No.
The Total Overcomers Anonymous. What the fuck is this? You can't market that, man.
Overcomers, eh?
The Total Overcomers Anonymous.
The Total Overcomers. There's a lot of, is that like, it's a double, like you Total Over.
Toa?
Comer.
Overcomer.
Total.
Anonymous.
Overcomers.
Well, if you're getting castrated, you're not overcoming anything.
Yes, I mean, it depends how you put the fucking emphasis on that. On those words.
You're overcoming your sexual urges.
Yeah. There's definitely like a shift in there somewhere where it happens like him and Applewhite Nettles, like they both believed that they were the two witnesses that were described in the Book of Revelation. Like they were going to be the witnesses to the end times. That was their whole like eschatology kind of thing where it's like, yeah, the end times are coming. Like, and the earth is going to be cleansed or recycled. And that in order to survive, you're going to have to project your soul out of your body and then like come back and then, you know, inherit the earth essentially. So when they started gathering all these followers, and they eventually like they kind of like skyrocketed to prominence when like they had a what was it? It was like a they had one member was like she left her family, like left her family, disappeared, and then she was on kids like 60 it was like 60 Minutes or something, and it was like a whole deal or Dateline, and then they like they had found her and stuff, but like every, you know, the King of the Hill episode, like any the whole like the leader episode of fucking Simpsons and stuff like that, all of that is like Heaven's Gate, like all of that is,
well, have you seen their videos, have you seen their recruitment videos on YouTube and their initiation videos that they have?
Yeah, those are all on there.
They're goodbye videos. They're all over YouTube, and you will find out that Mr. Apple, that motherfucker does not blink.
It's creepy.
Not once. He's got those crazy eyes, yeah, that just like pierce you. See if you can find a picture of
Steve Buscemi's.
Oh, but worse, way worse.
They're like those are like soul. Those are like zealot's eyes. They're like
we're talking like Rasputin eyes.
Yeah.
Oh,
Like fucking stare right through you. And the other thing that I love about this is the fact that so they're going for that androgynous look, right? Like they want to be completely asexual.
Yeah.
And then he gets castrated, goes full into it, and then he just slowly ends up looking like a giant ball sack. Exactly. That's the best.
Were they performing that themselves? Like they're just like at home castration kind of things?
Okay, so one of them did and almost died. So then they realized like, oh fuck. So then they went and got it done like professionally. I think they went to Mexico or something.
This is the Google search results for
look at those eyes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at the eyes. Yeah. They pierce your soul.
They're
something else, man.
Fervent. They're fervent eyes, like just looking at you.
Oh, yeah. So surprised. Just nonstop.
A couple of those, I've had those looks numerous times right before I shit my pants.
Yeah, we saw it earlier.
So apparently they were actually pretty proficient in just earning money for the cult itself or for the society. Wow. Because like one of their big things was web design services. Yeah. And apparently they were really good at it. Like they're actually pretty good at it. And it's like, it was kind of nuts, like going through and being like companies would hire them out to like design websites and stuff. And they'd be like, yeah, they were really good. And it's just like, so the whole, it's like they were prominent, like people knew about them, but they didn't truly reach like infamous status until I guess Applewhite started kind of preaching that the Hale-Bopp comet that was coming.
So this is, sorry to interrupt again, Dan, but this big shift happens after T dies, right? Like that's what, so then when this comet's coming, it like his, the whole philosophy has changed now. Like it's
right.
Basically they've been waiting for the spaceship to come and he's predicted that it's coming and it hasn't come, you know what I mean? About 5 or 6 different times. And then she died and then he kind of used that to his advantage.
To be like, she's up there already. Right? So we got to, So he kind of pushed on this and the group started to, you know, they put up this belief that there was an actual extraterrestrial spacecraft trailing the comet, like within its tail. Like you wouldn't be able to see it if you look at the comet, but it's like, it's in there. It's in there. And this spacecraft was supposed to be kind of be like their vessel for their souls. Like their souls were going to go up into like the holding within there and then, you know, come back to Earth like we previously mentioned. So on March 1997, 39 members of the cult, including Applewhite, participated in a mass suicide in San Diego. And they believed that this act was going to allow them to leave their physical shells, their mortal bodies, and then ascend to that spacecraft.
I wonder if they get up there, do they regrow their balls? Be like, oh, I've got to do it all over again. It's
like, they're gone now. It's like, hey, we got to go back and get them.
Yeah, so they spiked applesauce with phenobarbital and then drank a bunch of vodka and then they basically asphyxiated themselves, right, Dan?
Mm-hmm. That lethal combination together and then they all died. Now there are a lot of details that come out after the things that became kind of certain things became synonymous with them. So they had the black matching tracksuits was one
like
of them.
The Zoltan kind of look, right?
Yeah.
Zoltan.
It's like, any I like of those this.
Kind of, I like that. I like the look. You know what I mean? Like that's sleek, what's hard for me because I'm like, I like the look. I think this would be cool. Next time we all go for a convention, we should dress as Heaven Gate.
Well, listen, it's going to be hard though because listen, Nike discontinued the shoes that they wore. Yeah.
There's a very classic. Because
he got them.
Yeah,
it's Nike Decades. Yeah. They're discontinued. So, like, I was looking on eBay. Pairs are going for like $6,000.
Yeah. There's a classic photo. There's a classic photo of like one of the members. Like they have the cover over them, like the white cover body bag cover over them, and just the Nike Decades are like sticking out. And Nike, like when the information came out and that photo started circulating, like Nike like discontinued those specific shoes very quickly. And so you can only find those shoes.
Why discontinue them?
Because you ain't just doing anything. You're dead.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Okay,
why discontinue?
Just do it. Eat your applesauce. Apparently he was a big Nike guy. This isn't a joke. Huge Nike guy. Everything they wore was always Nike. So they joked around the cult that they would say, just do it.
Just do it.
Like that's legit. Like one of the old followers that was talking about on an interview I watched.
Now, the thing is, I'm like, by Nike discontinuing it, you've driven like this shoe into like cult status. Right? Like you've 100% driven up the price of this shoe. There's no way if you just continue making these shoes, they have the same notoriety that they do now.
Why does it matter?
Well, I'm just saying, like I think they did this on purpose to profit from it. You will never distance yourself from this event ever. They wore Nike shoes. The guy loved Nike. So we had nothing to do with it.
You have to make some type of gesture.
Everyone loves Nike. Your shoes are
all over these fucking dead bodies. All of a sudden, parents are going to be like, well, these fucking satanic shoes.
Yeah.
It was probably like a PR move. They're like, we got to get rid of those shoes. Like, we can't.
100%.
Like, no way.
If we're going to, in the long run, we're like, we don't want to be associated with that. So we're going to discontinue those shoes. Even though you kind of, Yeah.
Mind you, every single time these people are talking about, we talk about Nike.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. Every time, everything you look up, talk about Nike.
And they even call them
the Heaven's now they're called the 1993 Heaven's Gate Decade shoe.
Yeah, that's what they're referred to as. Just to make sure that everybody knows what they are. So this specific cult, which is interesting, is kind of has the honor of being one of the first kind of emerging like religions on the internet. Cause this was early internet days. Mm-hmm. This was still like freaking Space Jam website days. Were they black or white, the shoe?
Sorry.
Black. Yeah. Black with white swoosh on the side, I believe.
The white swoosh. Yeah. Those ones are expensive.
But you know, this kind of kicked into high gear, the discussion of like how the internet played a role, and because they used a lot of like, you know, their web design and their kind of you know, their outlet of being getting their teachings out there was like their main outlet was like on the internet to spread their teachings and these stuff to get the people to join their thing. And I believe like Heaven's Gate, like still there are still some members, active members.
There are people who didn't participate
like, in the suicide. Okay,
if you take out the like, hey, let's kill ourselves aspect of it, and the comment that was coming, I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm not saying that they're not on some spaceship somewhere. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, we have no idea.
We have no idea.
They could be up there.
What I'm saying is if you look at everything else, their idea of like this human body is just a vessel for now. Like, there's something else. I'm like, that's basically a lot of the other religions. Right? They're not saying anything new here, right? So if like, I'm just saying like, when you look at this, I mean,
a lot of the leaders aren't committing mass murder.
Yeah.
Well, which is good, but you know.
None of it's new because it's just a mishmash of all the other ones. What's that one crazy fucking pastor? He's talking about the Jonestown guy?
No, the Christian guy who's the big church guy.
The Pope.
Like the big epic church. He's mega church guy.
Oh, like the stadium church guy.
Oh, the like, he's got like 15 jets or whatever.
Yeah, and he's just fucking crazy, like really creepy looking.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. He's got those eyes. What's his name?
Oh, it's going to bother me.
This guy.
Josh, or Joel. Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen. Yeah, Joel Osteen. Basically the fucking Gemstone family in real life.
Yeah.
Uncle Baby Billy right there.
So we have those two, and you know, specifically one of the big things about Heaven's Gate we said before is like celibacy was the big thing. Like it's very strict routines and celibacy.
Ugh, no banging.
So number one, let's rule that one out.
Sounds gone. Yeah, terrible. I'm out. Ixnade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to spin, but I don't necessarily want to sin.
Well, no, you want to sin. You don't want to spin. Well,
No. I'm telling you, it shouldn't be a sin. I want to be part of a religion that's sex positive.
Sex positive. Yeah. Yep.
So okay, have yeah, I right?
So it shouldn't be a sin.
Have I got one for you? Yeah. And we could probably come back after the break. All
right. I'm going to grab a quick beer. We're going to be right back.
We're back. Fucking Andrew pushing out. He's got glasses. Nerd, it's a fucking yeah, we'll make it happen. Talking real tough.
I expect
for
the best now.
Nerd,
I fucking expect the best
because he knows I'll, he can't fucking, hit him because he has glasses. Yeah,
sure. I'll eat your lunch, pal. You want fucking you want none of this? So he bullying me. I'm gonna come over to your house and turn on the lights. All right,
don't you motherfucker. Dare.
Yeah, maybe put on a fan and just watch the wisps.
Jealousy's not a good look on you.
Buddy, hey, flick the lights on. I can't hide these glasses.
So if you're talking about probably, so we've mentioned kind of the two sides.
Look down for just 1 second. Just 1 sec.
I am looking
down. The world. Look, put your head down.
Huh?
Just put your head down for a sec. Just sneeze. You flick the lights off.
Huh? The lights, what do you mean?
Days, buddy.
You just have to dye your scalp and you'll be golden.
Yeah, just spray paint it.
What are you talking about?
You could do that. Or get that sprinkle stuff. Or just shave your fucking head.
No, leave it. Let it grow as thin as you possibly can and as long as you possibly can. Just fucking go.
Just do the Baron Corbin, please. Yeah, yeah. Just go full Baron Corbin.
Not looking good.
Oh, it's gone. It's just lost a puddle. I just saw it fall. Stop touching it. Stop.
I can do some good, cool bangs, though.
Yeah, you kind of look like Chris Gaines.
There you go. Fantastic.
I think that's a good look too.
It's greasy.
You look like Chris Gaines.
So we've kind of covered the two sides of the spectrum here. You have like the very very benign Ethereum society, but benign and beneficial Ethereum society, and then you have those of the extreme. They're going all the way to, you know, to the far as suicide, Heaven's Gate. But if you go, if you're trying to find somewhere, maybe kind of towards the middle, maybe a little bit on the towards the.
You're looking for something that's just right. You're looking for the Goldilocks of the UFO.
Well, if you're looking for something a little bit more, it's got the positivity.
Something a little bit more sexy.
Yeah, got the positivity of the Ethereum society, and then it also does not have the celibacy and, you know, castration of Heaven's Gate society.
It's actually got the opposite.
Opposite. Yeah. So, you know, put those two together. Sounds like a pretty good fit. Then you would be talking about realism. Now, realism is a religion that was founded by one Claude Vorlon? Vorhion?
You got to put a little bit more peanut butter.
Who later changed his name to, you know, as the eponymous Rail. It is, you know, his religion. So he is
a railer.
do a lot of railing.
In the 1970s, he became Rail. And that's probably when he got his sick ass fucking outfit. And then he took that name. If you look him up, like, it's the first thing. I said, when you pull up his pictures, number one, the hair is outstanding. When he had like original hairstyle, outstanding.
Did you see him with the man bun though?
Yeah, I seen him with the man bun, but like the previous
one
was like
he's got
the
a man
Gallagher
bun?
Fucking thing going on.
He's got a man bun because he says it's an antenna to talk to the fucking aliens.
Sense.
So finally we have a reason for man buns.
Yeah.
It makes sense now. Yeah.
That's where the spiritual energy enters in through the back.
There you go.
Yeah.
Through the bun.
I get it. Yeah. but like his
Why
suit-
the fuck wasn't Mr. Conspiracy enlightened for all those years?
Maybe he was this whole
Maybe
time.
He was.
His whole suit, like his white suit, which he still wears to like this day. Like he's had like various like little variations on the style, but it is straight up. Like I said, when you look at it, is that he looks like a nicer version of General Zod. Like he's
I honestly feel like this is where Aldous Snow got his inspiration from.
Oh yeah.
Aldous Snow. Right? Like
yeah, it's totally. It's one of those things where you're just like, Oh, wow. If you're like looking at the idea or looking for like the archetype of like charismatic kind of leader guy, like this guy is like the front man for a religion, Claude here, Rael.
Well, it's almost like he fucking like saw things happening in front of him. Was like, oh, I'm going to take advantage. Yeah,
and go all in. Just go as far as he can go with this thing.
Because my favorite part about this guy is he basically follows the like the template for cult leader. How many of these dudes used to be musicians? Like Koresh, yeah. Fucking
hey, listen,
Apple listen. Bottom. You got fucking
Zell's one failed ahead. Album away.
I feel like some of those
buddy Manson. You got Manson. I you like got it. Tony Alamo. Like you've all these guys used to be musicians.
You know what? I could see Cass. I could see Cass as a cult leader.
Just this guy right even Rael. Right? Fucking Rael had hit songs on the radio. Mm.
He's gonna have his little like, mini win cult, right?
Everyone wears bowler hats.
Yeah.
Rael claims that he had an encounter with an extraterrestrial being on the French countryside where he was given a series of messages about the origins of life on Earth and that we were created by this race created or modified by this race of beings known as the Elohim. And he's, you know, it's very ancient astronaut stuff where it's like, yes, sexy. The humans were created from, you know, it's very Anunnaki-ish stuff kind of meshed in there.
Yeah, but these ones had Annie knockers. Yeah. These were some sexy fucking aliens.
So, I mean, we can get to like realism is a very sex positive cult. Like it is a cult, religion, where it is like, it's very encouraged. Cult. Like it's very, that's one of the things that's often remarked about it is that it kind of posits itself as a very like sexually liberated type of religion. I mean,
it all sounds good until you find out the guy had a child bride. That kind of takes away from a little bit for me. Like,
but college or high school?
High school. 15 or 16.
Well, I mean, that was fine for Seinfeld. We forgave him.
That's true.
Right?
Did we?
I don't know.
I think it was just forgotten more than forgave. It was kind of just kind of vanished.
Yeah. So nobody talks about it. It's just like, yeah. I don't remember. Rael as the personality of Rael, like Claude has had led quite an interesting like life through like the Raelism stuff. Like he's had just like our buddy like our buddy George King, he wears many hats as
Damn,
Rael.
Fuck sakes.
Huh?
Doctor.
What? I'm sorry, doctor.
Oh, yeah, doctor, yeah.
Jesus. Doctor. Come on, you of all people to be just thrown around disrespect.
Dr. George King. Thanks. Well, I might have to distinguish him between like Martin Luther King and
him. No, just Dr. King. Dr. George. Yeah. Everyone knows who you're referring to, Dan.
Okay. Do they? They're both visionaries, you know, both, you know, quality. I don't know. Okay.
The one true Dr. King.
One true Dr. King. So, for example, like in 1994, there was a group of like wealthy Japanese Raelians. So, Raelism is like a very international, is picked up fairly quickly.
Huge in Japan.
Yeah.
Huge.
I mean, if you're a musical artist and you have like a hit song at least one time, where do you go? Japan. Duh. Like,
well, of course.
See, this is where Zell's going because Lucky Monkey's got one, China.
No, but India.
India.
Oh, one of our music videos, this, for some reason, blew up in India. Million downloads. Nice.
All right.
More than anything else we've ever done, ever. And check the analytics. It's on like a weird stripper YouTube playlist that's popular in India and Indonesia.
Oh.
Nice. The only stripper in the video, maybe a little bit of male cross-dressing. That's it. Oh, it got included on the list though.
Yeah, it's on there. Okay. It's got the plays.
some weird segment of that population has got a weird kink for men with fake boobs.
Mm.
And that was Dylan in the video. He's famous in India. Famous.
Oh, I'm big in India, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can say that. So in 1994, a group of Japanese Raelians pretty much got together and they rented a race car that they kind of showed off to Rael. And what they wanted was that they wanted him to race it in order to like generate publicity for the movement. And Rail, like apparently, like Rail had had a preoccupation with like racing cars. Like he wanted to be a race car driver before.
He growing up, he always wanted to be a race car driver. He became a musician in hopes of making it big so he could eventually buy a race car. So once he finished his career as a singer-songwriter, unfortunately, his second album, debut album, got a couple songs on the hit radio. Second album didn't do so well, floundered. He ended up creating a magazine called Autopop, which was a race-inspired magazine where he went around, test drove cars, made whatever, you know, advertised great. It actually was doing pretty well until 1973. I guess there was a massive oil shortage in France in 73. So they actually like suspended all driving race, everything for that year. So his fucking magazine went bankrupt. So two strikes so far for Rail, unfortunately. But then he moved on to the fucking...
He nailed it. He got it.
You know, third time's a charm. Yeah. I mean, the aliens talked.
Yeah, yeah. That's
what it was. This is the same trajectory as Zell. I can't believe you guys
this is exactly what's happening to me.
He's got Lucky Monkey, right? Right? They're not, you know, they get popular, but not blown up.
You can get your message from the Elohim tomorrow.
They go out there, and next thing, he's a cult leader in a sex-positive cult.
Yeah.
Right?
$50 a month subscription.
In a sex positive vampire cult, right? Hey, that's what's happening in India.
We're sex positive.
India, Indonesia.
The cults fanging there. The cults, we already have the cults fanging and banging.
Fanging and banging.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true. So he's had tons of like this stuff, but like if we go back to the origins of like what they say this religion or their messages were, you know, communicated to him, is that life on Earth was created by these advanced extraterrestrial beings, the Elohim, and these beings were mistaken for gods in ancient times. So it's very Zechariah Sitchin-ish in all of those.
Which she was a big fan of.
So now, one of the other things that's interesting, now, I remember Railism, like back when I was in high school, because this was when they made these big announcements about cloning, because Railism is really big on cloning. They kind of posited as a means to achieve eternal life, and that they believe that through advanced cloning techniques.
How else are you gonna fuck yourself?
I mean, yeah. they believe that, you know, advancing cloning techniques so far, it will be possible to kind of transfer your own consciousness into a new body. Very, you know, Emperor Palpatine-ish, you know, somehow. He came back. And so in 2002, and I remember this being in the news and stuff, there was a whole big thing about this Raelian associate company called Clonaid, which claimed to have produced the first human clone.
The number one sports drink that also clones you.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, yeah. A million more in production, you know. They made these claims like public, and they came out and they said that they have produced like a human clone, a female clone, and they named her Eve, was what they named. And then like there was a whole bunch, I call it the Clonaid saga when I was like researching it. And I was like, we'll probably get into it on a different thing. But it's like they said that they produced a clone, and not even one. Like after that one, they made another announcement. They made several
of a boy, like a little boy that had passed away.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
After birth, they cloned him.
Yeah. There was one that it's like, I think it was a Japanese,
little boy
that had passed away. And then the parents had like opted in to have him cloned. And they said that they had made a viable clone of him. So they made a whole bunch of claims that went out there, and they were in the news for like weeks about talking about this and people trying to get, you know, information about these. And they were, you know, scientists and things, a whole bunch of like ethical discussions about what was going on. Cause it's like, nobody can figure out whether these claims were verifiable or not. Understandably, it could be like, you know, we don't want to give out the information of the kid because we don't want the parents to like have to deal with all of that, the stuff that's going to go with that. We don't want the kids to be in danger. And that's what their kind of whole excuse for not.
Well, it's just like those kids that don't know they're adopted, right? You don't want this kid to know he's a clone. He's just a normal kid.
I'm going to tell Roman he's a clone. I'm like, you're just my clone, buddy. We clone me.
Yeah. I'm going to put my brain into your body.
Yeah, waiting for you to grow up.
Fuck, what movie was that?
If you don't behave.
Pull the plug.
I remember that. This was so weird. So yeah, the despite all of this, like the controversies and things that surround realism, they're kind of like their emphasis is mostly on universal love, world peace, and global cooperation. Like nonviolence is a big part of their thing. And I remember Braden linked this one documentary. Like there's a lot of documentaries and probably good ones about Rail, like falling around realism and kind of the stuff that they do. And like Rail has like a bodyguard, I guess he had a bodyguard, and they asked him like, well, what do you do like as a bodyguard? It's like, you, he's like, because you can't do violence. Like, what do you do? Yeah. Like, how are you a bodyguard and you can't do any violence? Like, I don't know. It was just, the guy didn't speak very much English. I think he was actually Japanese. And I think they asked him like, do you know like karate or something? He's like, no. It's like, oh, okay. So like, yeah.
I liked how they asked the Japanese guy if he knew karate.
Like, they're like, well, do you know any martial arts? Like, what do you do as a bodyguard? Like, I don't, you know, it's, I can't hurt anybody.
Would you like to know some of realism's greatest accomplishments?
100%.
Lay them out.
Yes.
So they actually had an operation, which they deemed Operation Condom, where a pink van called the Condomobile would drive around high schools handing out condoms to high school kids.
Okay. Sounds good.
And if you could imagine just, you know, a random pink van showing up to your kid's high school and it's an alien sex cult just handing out fucking condoms to your kids.
You didn't have to sell me so hard on this.
Well, this is, it gets better because after that, they got a little traction with this. So then they started putting on masturbation seminars.
Okay.
With hopes of one day putting on a worldwide masturbation campaign.
Mm-hmm. Listen, that's how everyone learned about the stranger.
Hands across America,
that's
boys.
How everyone learned about the stranger.
Right, well, they're anti-violence. Like, you can't fucking pick up a gun if you got your hands on your dick, right?
Yeah. You're always.
You got your hands full. You're diddling.
Next month is ATT's inaugural masturbation.
No. Yeah, that's.
Did you guys see their logo?
Yeah,
dude, I love their logo. The logo's hilarious because the guy charismatic leader, and they're like, he's like, we need a logo, something edgy, something flashy, something that's gonna spark conversation. What I'm thinking, Star of David, and on top, swastika
in the middle,
As far as
I will say, like objectively, like looking at it, it's a pretty slick hat. Because like,
yeah, you would like it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would, Dan. Jesus.
Well, I mean, most people know that the swastika like predates, it of course, predates Nazism. Like, it is a...
Stop trying to defend the swastika, yeah, okay. Dan. Just let it...
Dan's always been a big fan of the swastika way before...
before it was cool, right?
I mean, I wasn't born before it was cool, but I mean, it was cool before.
Isn't the ancient version of it? Yeah, like, but it goes the other way.
It's associated with Buddhism and Hinduism, like different things. Like, I mean, everywhere.
If you
like,
go into East Asia, you'll see people tattooed. Yeah,
temples.
With the
temples are marked. Like temples on maps are marked with swastikas. Like, yeah,
and so when you first go there or travel there, you'll be like, you'll see some of like this, what looks like a swastika, and then you realize it's reversed, and you'll be like, what is that? What the fuck? And then you're like, oh, it's reversed is a symbol for good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, it is like a, it's a religious.
Jewish.
Yeah, it's a religious. So yeah, so that that controversy popped up pretty quick about having the Star of David and the swastika like integrated into the middle, and so then
it's peace, right? Well, we got to join these two groups,
right? But then they modified it, and then they made it like. I think that one's pretty cool. It's like they swirled it. There's like a swirl and
a little artistic enhance.
Yeah. And that one's still pretty good. Like that's still a pretty cool like symbol.
Cause you know what's really there. That's why.
Subliminal.
You see through it.
You know it's there. Right?
But yeah, so they kind of like, they rebranded their whole thing. Like after that, kind of like when the stuff started getting traction and like, you know, people started criticizing it, like, well, we'll just change it a little bit and beep, and then they kind of done
all
that.
Press is good press, baby. Swirl it.
Yeah,
we just premiere our new logo. It's just our same logo, just with just a slight swirl.
Yeah, just swirl a little bit.
No, I'll just put it in the center of our swastika, right? That'd be pretty cool, won't it? Well, cool, Dad.
A little swastika in the center. Terrible. We gotta get listens. We gotta get traction.
We gotta make the news somehow. All press is good press.
Yeah, we replace that little line. I just thought
it's like if you're trying to make a symbol that encompasses the amalgamation of both Western and Eastern beliefs, and like that's kind of what you would do. Like I like feel like it's like yeah okay
you
like,
make a new swastika.
You put that stuff in there and the way it joins it's all one line, like it's all kind of it's a bold move.
So you heard we're taking still time to submit logos. Let's go. Send them our way.
But realism,
we know which one Dan's going to vote for.
Yeah.
Slap a swastika on there.
He teed one up for you.
Got it. Yeah. So realism is pretty big. They say that they've got tens of thousands of members worldwide. So they've got like, apparently there's a strong following in Canada, and Japan and South Korea.
Well, he's got a temple or something in Montreal, right?
And I think one of their other things is that they're pushing like realism's like one of his things. They want to put like a temple or an embassy in Jerusalem. Like Jerusalem still has a very central, central part of their religion.
Yeah, I'm gonna say they didn't go for that.
They won't let them. Like they're not gonna let
yeah, that's what I mean. I'm gonna say they're like, no.
Is it purely based on the logo?
They're not gonna let anybody put it in anything.
No,
there.
Canada fucking was like, yeah, fucking rights. Give everybody. Do your thing. Just make sure you pay your rent.
And so, yeah. So the realism is on this other one's like as far as UFO cults, like that one is an alien themed cult where this thing's going on. And, you know, and so you put on these, a lot of their, like we said before, very sex positive cults. So it's like some of their get togethers are, you know, they have these sensual meditation seminars and these things. And this is how he's
that room over there.
He calls them his pink angels, right?
Yeah.
The pink angels. Yeah. He's got these six ladies that only he's allowed to be with.
Pink angels.
And they follow him everywhere. Honestly, I'll tell you what. If I'm being honest, this sounds like this guy sounds like a bit of an opportunistic sleazebag that created a fucking cult so he could just have his way with fucking as many women as he wanted.
Yeah.
That's a few of those around. Sometimes not just the women. He'll take it. Everyone.
Child bride thing too. Like
guys, girls, kids. So he just stopped at women.
Yeah, so it's that is one of the controversial points is that people have said that he maintains kind of like a harem of women. I guess it's probably like a rotating roster that he has. But yeah, it's hard to find. I feel like it's hard to find in those early day religions where stuff's kind of wild that you're like, yeah, that's gonna happen. When you have like a single charismatic leader, like that stuff just. Seems like it always goes that way.
the one point of contact with the higher plane, the higher beings. This guy.
Some people find that pretty hot.
Nothing sexier than delusions of grandeur, right?
Yeah.
Nah, he's got the direct connection, the man bun on there,
bun. Yeah.
That's it. that must have increased his power because, dude, those early day pictures of him with the straight up like just the. Like yeah, the side fro, like stuff coming out. It's really good.
It's a good look.
I'm surprised it survived those days, but yeah, here he is still walking around in his General Zod suit and, partying like it's 1999. but yeah, that's something we'll probably end up doing a deeper dive on maybe a confidential or something about talking about realism. But it's kind of like the overview of like the UFO religions, how they are now.
And there's lots more.
There's lots more. We're just
skipping over a couple.
The Scientology. Yeah. We didn't even talk about that.
That's its own thing. Yeah. It's that was the most Scientology's got to be the most powerful.
And the most poorly written of all.
Like, but they just like the celebrity they secured. It's like it's insane.
Yeah. What I do find interesting is that even though a lot of these, like, they seem a lot different, like, their kind of roots are all kind of based around the same stuff. Like, a lot of this stuff is kind of pulled from, I know we haven't talked about her, but I have her on a list there, about Madame Blavatsky's kind of her whole entire shtick, like, back in the, it's like 1920s and stuff, like, you know, advent of, like, spiritualism and rising of that stuff is, like, a lot of the stuff that we see come to prominence, like, these religious movements, New Age movements, you know, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, is all kind of based off of her kind of ideas of the, like, at least, like, these kinds of ends of the world, like these mishmashes of Eastern and Western cultures kind of coming together, that the, all of the previous religions are all actually one religion. All of the major figures are all actually just connected in the same way. They're all part of the same society or, you know, race of dimensional beings. And so it's like they all have these very similar roots, and then they all kind of like shoot. They have the very like same philosophical roots. So it's kind of a lot of them kind of fit into that area, which is always, which we'll get into eventually down the line, talking about Madame Blavatsky's very like infamous and like long career of that kind of stuff, and where that all led us for a couple different places. You know, so I don't know. It's like these kinds of things. It's like, I don't know. They're newer religions. It's like these are New Age religions, and they just kind of crop up around the 50s and 60s all around there. And people are just kind of being like, yeah, you know what? Aliens are the thing, you know, where we move away from the divine, I suppose, to something that is a little bit more. Fiction, science-y kind of.
Dude, we're just
you replace science, angels, you know? With aliens. You're just like, you know, that's what they, you know, you're,
what's more,
what's ideas.
like the actual biblical like description of angels, like fucking some horror shit.
The biblical representation. Yeah.
Yeah.
5,000 eyes and wings and like golden circles.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, that is some sci-fi shit, but they didn't have enough imagination, right? So they're like, I can't really make it cool.
Right? Like, I mean, if the world completely restarted right now, and the first thing the new people walking the earth found was a Harry Potter book, we'd be worshiping Harry Potter. And we'd be worried about fucking Lord Voldemort.
We'd all be choosing our houses.
Like, everything would be divided. There would be no countries. There's just houses.
Man, you're just one crazy dictator away with, gets like a powerful army behind him, takes over a bit, but he's one of these religions. He's one of these small religions. And in 2,000 years, we look back and trace back like, oh, it started, he started it. And all of a sudden now all of Europe is a Catholic.
Yeah, it's just started with one guy trying to get laid and look what happened.
You know, and then all, you know, you have an army, you take over, you implant that religion, and thousands of years, we look back and it's the dominant branch.
Oh, that's how Christianity started. I'm the ruler of like half of the Roman Empire.
We do this now.
We're Christians now. Yeah. I had a dream and we're Christians now. That's good.
Yeah, so in 2,000 years, when after we nuke ourselves back to the Stone Age and we look back at the current religions of the time, those will be the new ones. The other ones have been erased.
Maybe all these religions are just stepping stones for like aliens for like disclosure, where they're like, okay, let's move the needle a little bit. All right. They're believing that the guy had magical powers. Now let's let them know that he wasn't really a human guy. All right. Let's move the bar a little bit. Right. And it's just a real slow disclosure.
Well,
I mean, that would make more sense.
Yeah. I mean, at the heart of religion is like the do no harm, right?
That's like most of these ones. Absolutely. Are, yeah.
Just like
it's just sad that we need that to be good people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, religion always has that central message of good. And then if you depending on the one, there's always some crazy shit that goes along with it. But they all start with, like, you know, religion as a point of, for a lot of people, as like a moral, like, ground. It's great and it works. Well, and you have a sense of community and you go every week and you do this and you live great life. Really, most do. There's nothing wrong with it. But then, yeah.
Well, you had to come up with something to keep people in line eventually, right?
Yeah, we're like we're creatures that love like a system and a group, like culture of like being a community. Yeah. Especially in like smaller, like you go to church, there's a couple hundred people, the same families. It's like it's a comforting experience. It's just when they sometimes get a little crazy and then they threaten you that if you listen to the wrong religion, then you're gonna be torn limb for limb in eternity in a burning fire hell pit.
Yeah.
You're like, this seems a little unreligious.
You're like, where does it say that?
It's kind of like, we lost some in translation sometimes.
Absolutely.
That's because that's, isn't that the crazy thing about like Christianity is no one could read it for like hundreds of years. It was just like a ascended language that like,
we had to pull it from the Greek. We had to translate it from Greek.
That's what I mean. And then you have these fucking guys in wizard cloaks and they're chanting and they're the only ones that can read it. And everyone's like, yeah, I guess that's the
incense.
One. And then they finally translate it to a new language. Probably change some stuff along the way. But it's just a crazy human concept that a small group of people with a belief and they're articulate, well-spoken can make that spread to like, you know, you get a couple hundred, then 1,000, and then it snowballs, and then you have a new religion, really, like over a few generations.
And you don't pay taxes.
Don't pay taxes.
But like maybe, but okay, do you like, on that note of like—
so you're the Church of Satan. Church of Satan paid taxes.
We didn't know bullshit, like what it said.
Intentionally,
took hundreds of years to
Texas because they don't believe
that translate
they
it.
Should be tax free.
I like them.
Took hundreds of years to translate stuff, you know. And then it's like, did stuff get lost in translation and stuff? But maybe the description was more science fiction than we know originally.
It's pretty science fiction-y, though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like when we say like, oh yeah, he was a like Jesus,
resurrection.
Jesus was a man. It's like, maybe he wasn't a man, but maybe they're like, well, he had to be a man because what else would they be talking about? Right? Like they couldn't be talking about this has to be man. Hey,
listen, we know Lost in Translation for the longest time. How many people thought Jesus was white? How many times we fucking painted
the guy? We rewrote the character's white. That's what happened.
Right? Yeah. Like it's just like, what the fuck?
Listen, that was
so
the
could
first
have been green
case
for all we know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I got no idea.
Everyone knows.
Dude, that's got to be the biggest con. The biggest con in all of humanity is trying to believe that a man 2,000 years ago in that area was white. It's just, come on.
Listen, they gave us Jake Gyllenhaal as the Prince of Persia.
True.
Okay? Yeah. They've been pulling this shit for a long time. Sick of it.
Yeah. 2,000 years. Yeah, he was just one white guy just hanging around.
Stop whitewashing us.
It's not like he was born there. It's not like he came from Europe. He like migrated into the area and set up shop. No, he was born there. It's like, okay.
Yeah. My Jesus is American through and through.
My Jesus is an alien.
Mullet. Sweatpants. Every weekend, he's out there. Gentlemen, start your engines. That's my Jesus.
He's turning water in. To like
sweet old Miller Lite
now. Yeah, you change.
Yeah.
After he shot it with a machine gun, he changed the beer.
Yeah. This is America for
Kid Rock's Jesus.
Kid Rock's Jesus, I think.
Yeah.
His back and his like the bed of his truck chock full of illegal fireworks. Like
that's my Jesus. That's who dies for my sins.
So I guarantee we'll dip into some of the other because there are tons of other ones that we want to talk about that we came across while researching these ones.
Absolutely. So
there will be more of these ones, I'm sure. These coming out.
There's so many. It's insane.
And they all have their own like little flavors of beliefs.
As I said again, you got to tune in to After Hours to hear the next one, how it starts.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys want to get on the ground floor of a new UFO religion.
You want to get on when the share price is at one penny? Got to get in now.
You want to make sure that you make it onto the spaceship with your balls intact? We got you.
You have to invest in our company through some type of crypto with no contract.
Yeah.
And then we'll just take that.
It's a reverse funnel.
Yeah.
You're gonna make money too because you give us money and then you go out and you recruit four people to give you money and you get those four people to give you money. We're all making money.
You get two of their money, but you have to pass on their two money up the chain again. But you still get two. So you're getting 2-to-1 now. Yeah. You're making 100% profit.
Yeah. It's really simple math. Yeah. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/alientheoriespodcast.
That's the greatest sales pitch we can do. Do you want to be rich? Yeah. Powerful?
Do you
famous?
Be rich?
Yeah. All you have to do.
No, so what we need you to do as our supporters, we need you to start a podcast and we need you to recruit fans to
to promote our podcast.
To support your podcast. Yeah, and then you can support our podcast.
We're starting a network. Yeah. It's been scientifically proven that there are glomulon particles in the air that are making you depressed, making you sad. Like, we're able to measure those with our brains. We have properly calibrated
EMF
reader. Yeah. We know how to take care of it.
Then we got to treat that. So we'll give you some miracle spring water.
Yeah.
From underneath the Bosnian pyramids. Like,
you want to get healed right away? $50 or more.
Entry has to be, you just have to coat your head in Nair and just lose your hair.
Oh, God.
Can't shave it.
Peel it off.
Yeah. If you're not thinning, you can't join.
Yeah.
You have to be part of our religion. We don't take anyone with a good head of hair. No one. You're out. Yeah,
that's true. But don't trust them.
Yeah, I don't trust them. What are you doing? What are you doing that we're not doing?
That's the devil's work.
You're sinning.
That's the devil's work.
That's
a
sign of sinning.
It is.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Full head of hair, sign of sinning.
If you're over 30 years old and you have a head of hair.
You're not receding, you're a heathen.
Dan's never sinned. Dan's never sinned.
Dan's our longest member.
Mm. Yeah. The founding father.
The most devout.
Yeah.
Most holy.
He lives, he's the extremist in the group of
We gotta talk him down from some stuff.
I'm a head inquisitor.
Oh, that's funny.
Heresy.
Did we have
No, we didn't. I just looked. I couldn't find anything.
Don't even say it.
Don't say it. Well, I didn't see anything.
Good. I earned it.
We were too focused on collecting logos for the competition, which is now.
Now no swastikas.
Now pretty close. Much. I think we got it.
We're pretty much
zero
closed.
Right now.
If you're hearing this, chances are we haven't officially closed it yet. So you could probably sneak one in. But
better be good though, because we got a good one.
I'm telling you.
Competition's stiff.
It's good.
I'm like it. The top three
are really good.
I were probably locked, and I would say like, dude, even picking the top three is going to be fucking tough.
They've got
I know we have kind of a clear couple that are up there.
Yeah, there's a couple straight to the top, and then there's a handful more that are going to be tough. But there's a ton. I mean, there's lots of great entries, and some of them will be used for T-shirts, and we'll make sure to compensate.
As
needed, because there's some really good logos. We appreciate. There was honestly. Dozens and dozens and dozens of entries.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Tons.
All awesome.
Yeah. Some.
All individually awesome. For their own reasons.
Some just amazing just reasons. Because they're so relevant to the show and it's like something.
Couple stinkers.
Hilarious.
Of course.
Couple stinkers.
Come on. Of course there's going to be a couple
fucking stinkers where we were like, come on. Really? You think we're going to use this one? Come on.
Swastika in it.
There's no racially insensitive logos in this.
I enjoyed them all. There was some. And there were some where I was like, God damn, like I love this. Maybe for other things. I like this for other things.
Yeah, some stuff that didn't it's not going to make the top three is going to be repurposed for other things.
There was a couple I sent back. I just messaged people back. I said, go fuck yourself. You're out of this competition.
We're honest. We're honest critics.
How dare you?
Not everyone gets a participation ribbon here, okay? No.
Get out. Just get out.
Gold, silver, and bronze, and everyone else lost.
Get the fuck out.
That was awesome.
I actually said that in the ad for the competition. I said like I listed what everyone gets, and then for the
fourth
place, I said sucks to suck.
Life, man.
And then we got a lot of entries, and I'm like, there's going to be a lot of people in that for
a lot of people who suck to suck.
Shoot. Well, it's true.
We appreciate it. It was really, it was a fun, fun to see them all come in. But yeah, I think we got it locked. But we'll probably put it probably a little ad saying it's closed officially with the date we're going to do the Power Hour. To have the artist on to release.
Just for some timing reasons and from what other stuff and how we're leaning, we've got a little bit of time before we can kind of set this up properly. So, we'll announce
it.
We'll announce it on our socials.
Yeah,
it won't be too long.
All right.
It's coming.
If you're not supporting the show, you got to go to alientheorist.com. You can hit that support tab. Be first in line to join the world's newest, greatest, most badass cult.
Sex positive.
Sex positive.
No money scams involved. None whatsoever.
Sex positive.
You may or may not have to have sex with Braden for intro. Because that's the easiest way to just kill the cult right there. So. All right, this week's new supporters, we got Manny
How'd
the Great.
How you guys get in?
If you don't want to join the cult, join the cult, you're going to have sex with Braden. We're going to make you have sex with Braden.
It's force. And then we're really good. All right.
I'm a gentle lover.
Manny the Great, Seth Miller, Michael Eichhoff. Double check it there. And Cody Sean from Manitoba resubs again for the millionth time. Legend.
Irish Potato said one member, his wife. Well, we have an ex member too.
It's a couple members. A few members there.
It's only a couple members. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. All right, that's it.
Jump on Patreon, it helps support the show. Maybe there might be something for $10 more coming. I don't know, maybe. What? Cut this out. Cut it.
Stop going rogue.
I'm rogue.
As we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the sky.